How do we make the right choices every day that build our peace and good mental health? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. Hope you're happy. Hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean. And big thanks to Mervyn, who became a supporter of the podcast on Patreon. Please do support the podcast if you can. It's only five of your British pounds a month. I think that's $7. And you get access to lots of exclusive material. It supports the podcast and funds the spread of mindfulness. And I want to create a movement to get more people meditating. You can be part of that movement too. More about that in a few weeks. Do join the Facebook group and make your suggestions for episodes and enter May's competition, where you can choose your own mindfulness prize. Submit your photo, a poem, a painting, a sculpture, anything creative you like. The theme is freedom and the competition thread is stickied at the top of the Facebook page. Click the link in the description and please do add your name to the sign up for the podcast get together on May the 18th. I'll be sending out the invitation this weekend. I've mentioned before in the podcast my love of a good cup of joe. In the words of Agent Cooper, that is a damn fine cup of coffee and cherry pie. I didn't start drinking coffee until I was about 30. I was doing my master's in economics in Edinburgh and it wasn't going very well. I was struggling with the content of the course. I was really stressed out. And to make matters worse, I had decided to give up smoking. As tends to be the case with these things, I substituted one form of addiction for another. I started drinking coffee so that I could cope with the punishing level of study and coursework I had to keep up with. I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, just to stay in the coattails of the smarter people in the course. One of the slightly depressing things about education is that the further you go, the lower your relative intelligence is. At school I was a high flyer, at university I was somewhere in the middle, at master's level I was the academic equivalent of a squirrel trying to play chess. But coffee had the answer. Coffee was the key. The coffee must flow. He who controls the coffee controls the universe. Suddenly I had the energy to persevere through the pages and pages of horrific algebra that described the derivation of economic concepts from first principles. What happened to words? The last time I was at university you explained things with words. Now it was dy by dx this and integral that. But I could make it through because I had the coffee, the precious coffee, the sweet, sweet coffee. Why had I never tried this before? I kept drinking more until I was having about 10 cups a day. A few weeks in, I reached the point of exhaustion, dreaming in equations, and had something approaching a mental breakdown. I had never felt so anxious in years. What could possibly have been causing my nervousness, my stress, my inability to sleep, and my irritability? I switched to decaf and slept like I never slept before. I woke up and suddenly things didn't seem so terrible anymore. In retrospect, it was obvious that my consumption of coffee, like a hummingbird on amphetamines, was driving my lack of sleep, my poor mental health, and my catastrophic view of my academic situation. But we do things every day that drive our mental state, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. Thich Nhat Hanh said, "Our mind is a field in which every kind of seed is sown. Seeds of compassion, joy and hope. Seeds of sorrow, fear and difficulties." What he meant by this was that the capacity for these emotions are innate. They're part of our human nature. So a Buddhist monk has the seed of rage within her, just like a hardened criminal has the seed of peace within her. What makes those seeds grow are the choices that we make every day. One of the reasons why it's so important for us to be mindful of the present moment is so that we can see those choices and pick the ones that put us on a path of happiness and peace. A great exercise is to carry a pen and paper with you and notice the choices that are available in every moment, in the food we eat, the beverages we drink, the films we watch, the games we play, the conversations that we choose to be part of, and the motivations that we choose to drive our behaviours. Choices, and particularly choices in what we consume, make a massive difference to our peace. A lot of the time, when we're not feeling peaceful, we point to something external, maybe something that someone has said or done, and we say, that's the reason why I'm not peaceful, that person's annoyed me. But our stress is like a bucket filling with water. If we make choices that fill up the bucket, then it doesn't take much of a disturbance for water to fly everywhere. The problem is not the world around us. The problem is the choices that we make that result in us not feeling peaceful. And the point of this is not to wag the finger and tell you not to consume this or that. The point is actually to consume everything mindfully, fully understanding the impact that it has on you and the world. Someone once told me a story of a person who asked a Plum Village monastic what they should do about their overconsumption of alcohol. Sometimes they could consume a whole bottle of vodka on their own. Should they try and stop completely? The monastic surprisingly said no. The next time they had a bottle, consume it, but with complete mindful awareness of the impact that it was having on that person and the people around them. Unsurprisingly, the person decided to stop drinking. Mindful awareness had a similar effect on me when it comes to eating meat. I used to enjoy eating meat. In fact, I grew up as a livestock farmer. But once I started eating mindfully and I thought of everything that went into the meal, the effect it was having on me and the impact on the world, I couldn't continue. And I've been a happy clapping, let's all hold hands and sing kumbaya, tofu eating, Gardnerian reading, tell me about your feelings, jazz listening, crunchified hippie, ever since. So let's sit together and meditate on our consumption for a few minutes. We're going to start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. We're going to start as we always do by applying our beginner's mind to our posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap, and just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face as we take a moment to enjoy the stability of our posture. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today, or a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and then gently, without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on the breath. Really noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I'm aware of the food I consume every day. Breathing out, I see the impact on me and the world. Aware of food, seeing impact. Breathing in, I am aware of the media I consume every day. Breathing out, I see the impact on me and the world. Breathing in, I am aware of the conversations I consume every day. Breathing out, I see the impact on me and the world. Aware of conversations, seeing impact. breathing in. I am aware of the activities I consume every day. Breathing out, I see the impact on me and the world. Aware of activities, seeing impact. Breathing in. I am aware of the motivations I consume every day. Breathing out, I see the impact on me and the world. Aware of motivations, seeing impact. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. As we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of tension or discomfort, and taking the opportunity to stretch, just giving the body what it needs. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, your mindfulness homework for this week is to, just for a day, carry a pen and paper with you and map out the choices that you make. You're not applying a judgment to them. You're not saying they're good or bad. You're just writing down those choices, particularly around consumption. And then later on, making an assessment of whether those choices put you on the path of happiness, the path of suffering, or it might be neutral, neither one nor the other. And then for those choices that put you on the path of suffering, we're not going to cut those out of our lives. We're just going to consume those with mindful awareness, just see the full impact of those. And may be happy, may be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana, will you? And I'll see you next time.
Cause I've been